point is this this loss? I know you stopped going in.
Very disappointing. You know, when you work so hard to get to this point, you know, somebody have to win and lose. You know, and tonight we just didn't make enough plays. You know, they made more plays than we made. I thought we had a good plan going into the game, but at the end of the day, they just made a lot more plays than us. But it's very disappointing. But we have a hell of a team. We know what it takes to win. We're going to fight our tails off in the off season. We're going to get back, you know, to playing the way we know how to play. We'll be back here. I think they came out and kind of up tempo a little bit with a different personnel, and we struggled with it. I mean, that's basically what it was. I mean, it wasn't anything that we didn't know they was going to do. You know, last week they did the same thing. You know, they came out and there's certain personnel and that should move the ball very well. And they did it again tonight, you know. But we had opportunities. We had them second and longs, third and longs where, you know, they converted. But those conversions, we had to – you know, we have to be able to get off the field. I don't think everything was bad. I think we played, you know, pretty well at times. But when we needed it, we just didn't make enough plays. And they're a good football team now. I mean, it seems like every year it's us and them always fighting at the end. And you're looking at two good organizations, two good football teams. So I'm not going to downplay them, you know, one bit. They're a great football team. And, you know, the best team won tonight.
Does both you and Conrad have to speak about fielding debt and appreciation for these opportunities? They're rare, but you know, they don't happen often. And then also Super Bowl III or IV, hard to go win another one. What would you like to see the chance to
win when you got this close? It's tough. It's very tough. But, you know, you win and you lose some. At this point, you know, everybody want to win. AFC Championship, playing and go to a Super Bowl. You know, you play to win. You know, when you lose this game, it's tough. You know, because you put so much into it all year, the off season, the practice, the conditioning, the weightlifting, everything. Time away from your family, training camp where, you know, you don't see your family but a little bit of time. So you put a lot into it. And for it to come to an end like this, I mean, it hurts. You know, it do hurts. You know, but it happens. You know, we can't do anything now but to get better from this. And it's a tough pill to swallow.
All players have a window eventually before retirement. How much do you sort of think if you're more veteran,
I don't know. I mean, I love playing football and. Taking a loss like this kind of question, you know, how long you want to play, you know, but it's just a moment. You know, I'll get over it. You know, it's tough. I'll get over it after the Super Bowl and, you know, go through my little spells. My wife will get pissed off at me and throw things at me. And I'll get over it. And I'll be back to, you know, playing, want to play. Can't wait for the season to start. So I love football. I love my teammates. I love the organization, the coaches. I mean, I think we have what it takes to be a championship team. Until I don't feel that no way, that way anymore, I'll call it quits. But I feel good about this team. So I'm looking forward to next year getting this thing rolling all again, starting from ground zero and moving forward and trying to get it done the right way.
Was it losing Akeem and Kyle early in the game, was that too much, in retrospect, too much to overcome?
It was big. when you go in a game with, you know, 3D tackles and you lose one, that's kind of tough. And then when you practice all week, a certain look and, you know, having a guy on a certain guy and doing different things, and when you lose that guy, it kind of changed the whole makeup of your defense. And, you know, those two losses was big losses for us. But all year we've, you know, guys stepped in and done a great job. I think even tonight, you know, we stepped in. We had to change a few things, but who would have known if it would have been different if it wouldn't happen? But we don't know that. You know, I just think the Ravens played. They played better, and they made more plays than we made. That was the bottom line. But at the same time, losing those two guys was a key for us. It was. Well, it really wasn't. I say up tempo, but it was just speeding up a little bit. Nothing like, you know, our offense do, but it was just more of them, you know, getting on the ball and calling the plays and basically getting it going, getting the ball out, you know, Flacco getting the ball out quicker, and not allowing them the rush to get to him. And we struggled with it. So, I think at times we had a pretty decent rush, and at times we didn't. I don't think we, you know, hit them enough. I don't think we pressured them enough. But a lot of – I could say that until I look at film, but I know the ball was coming out some quicker than others. So, I mean, it's part of football. I mean, we can sit back and say and critique this game and say we'd have done this with it. Yeah. It's football. You win some, you lose some. We just happen to be on the losing end this time, and have to move forward from it.
You said we'll be back. Why do you think you'll be back?
We know what it takes to win. I mean, we probably one of the most consistent NFL teams that's, you know, have a chance every year. I mean, you go do the math. You go look at the records. You go look at the time we've been in the postseason. We know what it takes. We definitely know what it takes, and I think we have a great football team. I think we have, you know, a great group of coaches. And so there's no question in my mind that we won't be back to this at this level again next year. Yeah, we'll come in. We'll meet tomorrow. Everybody's bummed right now. You know, being one of the leaders on this team, you know, I can sit in front of you guys and talk to you for the team. A lot of guys might not want to talk, but you know what? It's all about being a professional. You know, you win some, you lose some. I know we have a bunch of guys that's pretty bummed right now. You know, I'm pretty bummed right now. It might not seem like it, but, you know, I am. It hurts because I thought we was a better team than that. And it just didn't show tonight. But tomorrow we'll talk. You know, we'll get with the coaches. We'll, you know, talk about what we got to do moving forward in the off season. You know, our mindset, what our mindset need to be moving forward, and hopefully get it done. All right. Didn't want in the end. You know, every minute was precious. Every second was precious. You know, we know defensively we had to make a stop. But at some point, it's just like you fighting to the last whistle. You know, even when the offense had the ball with, you know, a minute or so left, I still thought we had a chance. But until, you know, they started taking the knee, that's when reality set in that, you know, we was going to take a L on this one. And it's tough, but we'll be back. We'll be back. We're not going to make no excuses. Ravens played a hell of a game. They stuck together. They played tough. They played Raven football. You know, we just didn't make enough plays today to really compete with them at a high level. So we have to learn from it and move forward, and hopefully it can be better next time.